Film Reviews, Sorry We Missed You by Ken Loach. A stark reminder of the inhumane lengths bosses will go to under capitalism to increase their profits. Let's get one thing straight. You don't work for us, you work with us. Those words from the boss's mouth in the opening scene of Sorry We Missed You get turned into a sick joke over the course of Ken Loach and Paul Laverty's latest film. The hard-hitting drama follows Ricky, a jobbing builder who signs up as a supposedly self-employed delivery driver with a large parcel firm. The audience is taken on a vivid and darkly humorous journey on his rounds through Newcastle as he struggles to make sure that the parcels reach the customers on time, come what may. Far from providing a route to his far-off dream of buying a house, scuppered for the first time when Northern Rock collapsed in 2008, Ricky instead ends up further and further in debt to the delivery company. As his teenage son goes off the rails, wife Abby tries to hold the family together while working morning, noon, and night as a carer on a zero-hour contract. As much as the impossible situation the characters find themselves in, what makes the film pack a real emotional punch is the believable way it's focused through the lens of an ordinary family, played convincingly by working-class actors with no formal training. Watching it brings to mind stories of friends, family members and personal experiences of trying to make a living in the super-casualized gig economy. Though a stark reminder of the inhumane lengths employers will go to under capitalism to increase their profits, the real-life Ricky's and Abby's aren't powerless to resist. Earlier this year, delivery drivers for Hermes won the right to holiday pay and guaranteed earnings, while home care workers in Birmingham defeated the Blairite Council's attempts to impose the kind of anti-social hours shown in the film. This must-watch film shows the urgent need for the trade union movement to turn our energy to organizing these super-exploited workers, and campaigning to end zero-hour contracts and bogus self-employment, alongside a living wage for all. Nick Hart, Wolverhampton Socialist Party,